Hello, beautiful people. It's me, Joey B, and I'm here to talk with you about our wonderful new plant, the radiator plant, Peperomia. This plant, botanical name is Peperomia columella, and it is also known as the columnar peperome. It can be described as an eye-catching succulent species with snake-like shoots, covered with tons of thick, fleshy, bright leaves. Columella's leaves are truncated, which is also can be called horseshoe-shaped, and composed of water-storing window tissue from the interior photosynthetic tissue. The stems branch profusely and send new shoots of growth from the base. The radiator plant Peperomia's natural habitat was on or in crevices on steep cliffs of tropical regions and can be planted outside in USDA zones 10 and up. This plant was originally discovered near the Ucambamba River in Peru. And due to lack of natural environments, this is also an endangered plant species. A few fun facts of the Peperomia columella are that the second part of botanical name columella is perfect for this plant. The Latin word means little column or pillar due to this plant's growth habit. Plant produces flowers in the springtime known as inflorescences, which are small green to white panicle-like flower spikes. These spikes emerge from the tips of the stems and consist of 2 to 5 lateral branches that are about 10 to 18 millimeters long and up to 3 millimeters in diameter. These plants are perfect for hanging baskets in front of benches in proper zones at proper times, as well as for individual plants or combined with other slow-growing miniatures in a terrarium or a rock garden. If you live in a zone that could allow this plant to be planted outside, which were zones 10 and up, you could also include this plant into your landscape. The radiator plant's mature size will be about 16 inches tall and 20 inches wide, and that is over the course of around 10 years it will reach that full size. As far as the soil for this plant, you are going to want a mix of regular cactus mix, but a mix of anything that has an excellent drainage and airflow qualities will be fine. If you were to mix a bit of perlite, pumice, or grit to facilitate better draining to a different type of soil if you didn't have any cactus mix. As for fertilizing, this plant has minimal needs with fertilizing, but it will help to give your Peperomia the best life possible. As with the soil, you'd want to use a cactus fertilizer, and it can be diluted to half strength, and you would want to give that once a month during spring and summer. As for watering, from spring to summer, these wonderful plants can be deep watered as often as the plant soil dries out completely, but only occasionally during winter months. It's very important to make sure that you do not overwater this plant species, as it is a succulent anyways. Although it is common to hear about misting this species, typically it is unnecessary unless the area where this plant is extremely dry. Even though this plant is a super succulent, it would prefer not to dry out and would like to keep growing all year. In the wintertime, when you reduce waterings, that will allow the plant to slow down and conserve energy for the spring and summer months. When watering this plant, be sure to remove excess or overflow water And it's recommended to perform overhead watering, not bottom watering, as this plant is sensitive to root rot. But what kind of light does it need? Well, the radiator plant grows easily in both natural and artificial light, and it prefers indirect, bright, part sun conditions, but could be in full sun with risk of damage to the foliage depending on if it was getting enough water and if it was fully exposed all the time. If you have a north or east facing windows, either of those would be perfect for this peperomia. And as far as the humidity goes, it is recommended to maintain around 60 to 90% humidity during the days and around 70 to 90% humidity during the nights. You can use a spray bottle to increase the relative humidity, or even a pebble tray that could be set underneath the plant's pot to catch the water, but also to be elevated to actually raise the relative humidity around those plants. One thing I always like to look into whenever I am trying to figure out more information about a certain plant species is how to propagate it. Certain plants have special or interesting ways that they can be propagated, and for the radiator peperomia, the first step to propagation would be to use clean tools such as scissors or trimmers, and you are going to cut 3 to 4 inches of the stem from a healthy, well-established mother plant. Then remove leaves from lower region of the cutting and bury the cutting about 1 to 2 inches deep into a well-draining soil mix with the pumice or perlite, or it can just be the regular cactus mix as well. As always, with any plant propagating, it is important to be patient. A lot of times, certain plants will take a very long time, and sometimes you might have a few plants that are propagated and growing roots within a few days, while others are taking up to a month. Give this cutting a deep water right after placing in the soil. Once or twice weekly when the top soil is dry. These cuttings will need temps between 55 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and the seasons matter. For houseplants, the best time to take cuttings is October through February. A helpful tip that I always like to keep in mind when propagating different plants is that more cuttings equals more success. The more amount of cuttings you try, the more likely you are to get plants that both root faster and have better success in actually rooting out and growing into new plants. The radiator peperomia, or Peperomia columella, is truly one of the most interesting plants that I have ever seen. It's definitely worth checking out in case you have never heard of it. And if you are around in the springtime when I begin to start selling plants again, I will make sure that I have a bunch of those in case anyone would like one. Be sure to first share this podcast to any and all of your plant people friends. Second, check out the University Green social media pages and websites that will be linked down below. And finally, keep growing in your own way and personal fashion. All you'll need to succeed is lots of plant passion.